Tanner, have you been able to reflect at all just on the season as a whole yet?
No, I mean, honestly, man, it's still kind of I really lost for words because I had my mindset on being here for practice this week. You know, I really wasn't ready to be, you know, be done. You know, this is one of the seasons out of all seasons when you're just feeling like you can just do so much more, you know, with the team and just, you know, how we was going, the momentum we had gained, you know, going into this postseason. So my mind was set on just coming in here and having, a normal Monday, probably just saying hi to everybody in the building and getting ready to come back to work, you know, Tuesday or Wednesday.
When you go back on the way the season began to what it ended up manifesting itself into, just talk about the specialty of the year.
Yeah, it was great, man. You know, honestly, man, we've been looking forward to, you know, being where we was at this year and having this opportunity for a long time, you know. And I think, you know, the feeling from the guys who've been here, who've been through the struggle, you can see it in our play because we haven't had that opportunity to go out there and have a team like this and have a chance to, you know, be showcased the way we were showcased this year with having the team that we had. So every week it was one of those prime time moments that we can go out there and really show, you know, who we are as a team, as an organization. And, you know, when you look back at that, that was the thing that really, you know, drove a lot of us to really go out there and play hard. And because we know that, you know, you don't get this opportunity a lot. But, you know, as players, you go out there and put yourself on the line so many years, so many weeks, and don't get no recognition for it. Now you finally have the opportunity. So, you know, you kind of have a little a joy about knowing that you had the opportunity, but it still sucks just that, you know, the opportunity just ended that fast.
Santana, during the Dallas game, at the end of the game, I think you kind of thanked Robert for his role in helping you guys get back to the postseason. What's your level of concern for his health right now?
I mean, I'm concerned, but at the end of the day, you know, the season's over with. So whatever is, you know, if it's something major or if it's something more than what it is, you know, I'm pretty sure you have nothing but time right now to, you know, get it healed up. You know, honestly, when it comes down to whatever he was dealing with, he was healthy enough to go out there and play. Then he wasn't injured. You know, that's how I look at it. Cause I'm a guy that has to run a lot, that has to make cuts, that has to, you know, do those moves and the stuff that we ask for him to do. You know, if he's able to do half of that, then he wasn't injured. So he was able to go out there and play for us. So, you know, you look back at the last, what, three games, Philly, you know, Cowboys, and this week, you know, he was getting better every week, and you can see it in practice. You can see how he ran in practice. You can see how he walked. And, you know, but dealing with that, you know, due to the circumstances of the game we play, you know, it's, you know, you have a great chance of, you know, re-aggravating something if, you know, hit the right way or land the wrong way. So not knowing what went on, I'm just hoping that it's nothing major and that he can just, you know, now have nothing but time to heal it up.
Have you talked to him today?
No, I just seen him. I just said hi to him. I haven't talked to him.
You didn't ask him?
At all.
How was he looking, Sam?
Huh?
How was he looking?
Looking like himself.
How hard is it for players?
It's supposed to be a joke. He didn't catch it.
How hard is it for players to, listen, you guys always want to suit up. You don't ever want to come off the field. How hard is it for players to balance that line between wanting to go out there and man up, play for the team, and yet do what's right for the team sometimes when they're not healthy and they can't do all the things that they, you know,
it's a catch 20. You know them phrases y'all use. It's a 50-50 win lose situation, because if the player not going out there giving it his all, then you have something to say about it. The player going out there giving his all, they got something to say about it. I feel like in Robert's situation, man, he's our quarterback. He's our starting quarterback. If he can go at 60%, he's better than half of the guys out there. That's how I look at it. You know, that's defending him. You know, he could barely run the last, what, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and he's still hard to catch. You know what I mean? He still got us the yards that we needed last week. He still got us the yards that we needed this week. You know, I think he still made the throws that we asked him, you know, to throw, and he still did some of the things that we wanted him to do. So, you know, he had the opportunity. He gave us the opportunity to go out there and be successful. You know, we lose the game, so now we have a lot of questions about it because he re-aggravates his leg and we lost in that fashion. So, I mean, there's always going to be something said. There's always going to be something to ask. Critics going to always criticize, but at the end of the day, I think that him giving it his all and being out there for us, that's all he can do for us, and I'm okay with that.
Santana, it didn't look like, though, he was giving you guys the best opportunity in the last couple of quarters because he wasn't healthy at all. So there isn't, in the back of your mind, a what if?
No.
You guys have put Kirk in?
Not at all.
Santana went 14-0. You guys are cruising. What do you think changed other than maybe Robert's knee?
I don't think his knee was that changed us from being, you know, from not doing more. At 14-0, I just feel like we missed out on some plays. It was key third downs that we didn't make plays. Every week when you watch these wins and you watch the way that we won these games, you know, it was something key in the game, in the drive that the offense did, you know, and we had key drives that we didn't make a play. So, you know, people pointing at this guy being injured, you know, or being hobbled. He's been hobbled for the last, you know, few weeks. So it wasn't nothing about that. It was just about us making plays when the plays, you know, presented itself. And that's what really hurt us and kept that team lingering around until they got ahead and beat us.
The last time you made a run like this, after what happened with Sean, is this one you come out of this a little more joyful because that was so bittersweet that they really feel so much better going into this offseason, feeling so good about where this team is?
You never feel good. I mean, right now I'm probably, you know, at peace with not sitting here and moping because I got all the moping out the way last night. But at the end of the day, you never feel good about not being able to continue and play this game in this postseason. I mean, it's a joy to be in this season, be in this part of the season. And I can just imagine how it is to, you know, go further. I've been to the next level and haven't been to the next level yet. So, you know, that's why we play this game. And that's something that I feel we could have done with this team. But like I said before, you know, it feels good to be there, but it hurts when you're knocked out.
What about future, though? How good do you feel about this team's future right now? Maybe in other recent off seasons.
I mean, you know, every year we always have high hopes, and I think dealing with the team and dealing with our success this year, the hopes get a little higher. So, you know, we all look forward to everything. You know, looking to a better year, because once you put 1 year behind you, you're always looking forward to make it better the next time around. And that's all you can hope for. Dealing with the things that we did this year as offense, as a defense, especially teams-wise, you know, collectively, you know, that should give everybody, you know, those same hopes and just wish for a little more coming out the gate.
You head into an offseason after another productive year, but you also know what's coming. People will start to ask questions like, oh, he's 32, he's 33, they're trying to get younger at this position and all of that. Those questions come up every year. Talk about your mindset as you go into this offseason and then looking forward to the future when you know those kind of questions and things are going to come when it comes to Santana Moss.
I mean, honestly, you know, those questions are normally asked by you all. So at the end of the day, I let you ask those questions, but I don't worry about those questions. I signed here for 3 years. I got one more year left. That's all I worry about, you know. And all those questions are going to be asked. And, oh, well, I don't read. I don't sit there and watch the you know, the news and all that stuff. And so at the end of the day, I probably would never see those questions. I won't probably be asked again until I get back here, you know, come OTAs or come, you know, spring drill. So at the end of the day, I'm going to do what I normally do and just go home and rest a little bit and get back to training. And whether those questions be asked or not, oh, well, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I'm 33 and did what I did this year. So, oh, well.